Project Bex with Don't Touch Me. You're listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman. I'm going to be with you until 12 o'clock this afternoon, talking all things arts and culture in WA. Someone else who knows all about arts and culture in WA is Ella McNeil. Ella is the Director of Arts and Culture at Mindaroo Foundation. Mindaroo is enthusiastic and supportive of artists, and they want to support artists as part of a creative economy. The Artist Fund was established by Mindaroo in 2020 and offers a range of opportunities for artists. It's a pool of up to $200,000 in grants and residencies, and Ella's going to tell us all about them right now. Hi, Ella.
Hey, Beck, how you going?
I'm so well, thank you. Tell me about this $200,000.
Yeah, sure. We all know how hard it can be to get creative ideas off the ground, and there is incredible importance of supporting just the real lifeblood of our creative industry, which are our creative talent. So the fund was established to really make that happen. It's $25,000 grants, and a selection of really unique residencies across WA to help artists, mid-career artists specifically, create new work, develop new ideas, learn in the process, and really give back to our broader society, because we all know how important arts and creativity is to all of us. So, it's aimed at mid-career artists for the purposes of knowing how hard and difficult it is. Once you've really established your practice, it is your, you know, main game, but you have all the pressures of life. So we want to really encourage people to be bold, get new ideas off the ground, develop new work, present new work, and just give back to our broader community.
So what is a mid-career artist? How does Mindaroo define someone who is mid-career?
I think we all know there's no one definition. We're really interested in how artists define themselves, but we do ask that applicants have at least 10 years in their independent practice, and we're essentially looking for people that are really dedicated in a long-term artistic career. So it is obviously open to some interpretation, but it just gives a bit of a distinction around emerging artists and established artists, really trying to support those people that are still giving their all to their practice, but just need these opportunities to perhaps get them to that next level. Whether you leverage this with as a group presentation, or you leverage it for other funds, or use it as that really kind of bold new platform to start something that wouldn't otherwise happen, I think they're the kind of ideas we're interested in.
We're talking to Ella McNeil from Mindaroo Foundation. Mindaroo's Artist Fund has a national residency this year. So, you know, previously this has been a WA-only kind of thing, but this year it's Australia-wide for people to just, like, hang out at the laboratory in Exmouth. They can kind of, you know, find out what happens in the lab with the white coats and the Petri dishes, and then create art from that. This is kind of this melding of art and science. What was it like? What do you think that science can give to art, and art can give to science, that makes this such a valuable opportunity?
Yeah, I think that intersection of how art can communicate really complex ideas and really complex topics in science, it can be a really accessible way to get these ideas across, but also kind of, you know, nearly break new boundaries. Like, what can you do in an artistic and creative sense that perhaps hasn't been thought about in the lab? So I think the kind of communication and bringing it out of the lab into the community is an amazing role of what arts can do. And I think learning from each other, whether the science minds are learning from the creatives and vice versa, you've really got time up in Exmouth, open nationally, like you said, to have that gift of time on your practice, and then explore those environmental topics as well. You're situated on the amazing Ningaloo Reef. You've got incredible minds around you, and to pull those science elements into perhaps your work, which can be any art form, we're just really excited kind of what that melting pot will create. And our resident up there last year, Tinica, really looked at cast erosion of sea snakes and kind of what that could turn into in terms of sculptures. So some just really interesting ideas that I think come out of this gift of time and resource and funds to really take you perhaps to that, you know, next step in your creative practice or do something that you haven't had the time to do otherwise.
Applications are open until March the 3rd. What else can people apply for?
Say
they don't have time to go and spend a month in Exmouth, or they've got commitments in Perth, like...
Yes.
So will you just give people money?
So there's six grants available. They're $25,000 each, and that grant period is for the year. So from July to June, the either development and or presentation of new work is what applicants can apply for the grants. And we've had everything from youth theatre to music and menopause to film and music composition. Those grants can be, like I said, development or presentation of work. And then the residencies are just in unique locations. There's one up at the station in the Mindaroo station up in the Pilbara. There's two actually available at Forest Hall here in Perth. So you can be either regionally based or in Metro Perth and have that time and space to have a room and accommodation at Forest Hall. And, of course, Exmouth, you can still apply as a WA applicant to that one as well.
So many opportunities. You can head to the website at mindaroo.org, follow the links to Mindaroo Foundation Artist Fund and see what's available there. Applications close on March the 3rd. Ella, thank you so much for giving us all this information.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That was Ella McNeil talking about the Mindaroo Artist Fund and if that is something that aligns with your own values as an artist in WA, then you can find out more information at the mindaroo.org website. You're listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1.